Grandma?
Yeah?
Hi. Are you okay?
Who is this?
It's me. I just had a really bad dream, and I you were in it. I just want to make sure you're okay.
What's your name?
What? Grandma?
I'm a grandmother, but not of yours, I don't think. What is your name?
Mom said you were getting a little senile.
Come on now.
Serious, Grandma. What's wrong with you? You don't remember me?
My grandson is... I only have one grandson. You must have the wrong number. What are you calling him this time of night anyway?
Grandma, what's wrong? Are you okay?
What is your name?
Grandma...
Look, my name is Ethel. What is your name?
Grandma.
You have
everything
the wrong number.
Everything is okay. Put your oxygen mask back. Put your oxygen mask
number.
Back.
I don't have oxygen. You've got the wrong number. You woke me up.
Grandma, I'll call the police right now, okay? You're obviously very disoriented. I'll call 911 for you, okay? You
I
just don't get up and trip over anything.
You're not believing me. You have
no, Grandma. I know the dementia you're undergoing.
I'm not dementia.
No, Grandma. Everything is okay. I'll call the police right now. I'll call an ambulance and the police for you.
I have a girl for a grandchild.
Yes. No. I will get. Don't worry, Grandma.
Oh, shut up.
Don't get up. Don't get up. You'll break a hip. Stay put.
Oh, hello, this is Roy Gerbel from Life Alert Systems. I just got a call saying that there was some sort of a problem there with an old person.
You got the wrong number. I'm telling you, I do not have a granddaughter. I have a grandson, and my son lives right up the street here.
Oh, no, my name is Roy Gerbel, ma'am. I'm with Life Alert Systems. I've got a report that there was a problem there.
I know. She called me here. She's waking me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I told her she had the wrong number.
Ma'am, have you broken your hip?
No, I have not.
Okay, we had a report.
I know what you had. She told me she was going to call.
You haven't...
I told her that I do not have a granddaughter.
You have not fallen and can't get up?
I had to get up out of bed to get over to this phone. I'm sure I can get up. My goodness, you got the wrong number.
Okay, well, I'm sorry we got in a report that something was wrong. You haven't tangled yourself up in your oxygen mask?
No. I hope I never do.
Yeah, I hope not either, ma'am. I'm just following up on this report I got. Do you need me to call the fire department or the police?
No. For goodness sake, you've got the wrong number.
Okay, so you're sure you're okay then?
I'm fine and dandy.
Okay, we can send someone there to Clover Street and help you if there's anything wrong.
What number Clover Street?
75.
Somebody's playing a joke. And it's not a funny one.
Oh, no, they said they were their grandson and said there was a problem with their grandma.
Well, grandma has no problem. I'm the grandmother.
Okay.
Hey.
Are you experiencing dementia by chance?
No, I'm not. I'm fine.
You're not senile?
No, I'm not.
You're not old and confused?
I'm old, but I'm not confused.
Okay.
This is funny. I don't like it.
You're not incontinent?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
God, that poor woman has got plenty of trouble.
Do you want us to put you back in contact with your grandson? I can put him on three-way.
I have no problem. Who called? What was the name of the person who called?
Oh, they didn't leave a name. They just said they were their grandma was having problems, and she may have sprained an ankle.
You know that this is not funny. Not funny at all. I don't like it. Maybe I should call the police myself and report this.
Oh, if you feel that would be best, but
What is
if you're having an episode.
What?
Are you having some sort of an episode?
Nothing is wrong with me, and I am not their grandmother.
There's no fire in the home? Have you left the oven on?
What?
Have you left the oven on? Is there a fire in the home?
The what?
Have you left the oven on? Is there a fire in the home or anything?
Of course not. Why would I have an oven on at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Is your hearing aid working okay, ma'am? Because it seemed like you were...
I'm having a good time here.
You can't hear me okay then? We can send someone to repair your hearing aid.
I'd like to know who called, because I'd be darned, I'd call the police on them for doing this. This is no joke to me.
Oh, no, I'm not sure who called. They just called and reported some problems there.
You must have a name of who called.
We didn't ask the name. We just immediately got in contact with you to make sure everything's okay.
I'm fine and dandy.
Okay.
And if it was, I'd call my son who lives on the same street.
That's a good idea.
See, I have no trouble.
Okay, well, thanks for your time, and if there is any trouble, just give us a call and we'll send someone to help.
Give me your number.
It's unlisted, you can't have it. Ma'am?
Hello?
Is Joseph available?
Who's this, please?
My name is Marnie, and I'm calling to tell you about your mother, Ethel.
Yes?
She's out in her yard in a nightgown.
Oh, my God. Okay, thank you. It's yeah. Well, we'll go get her.
Well, I don't know what's going on, but the nightgown and something, my husband says something with a lawnmower, so I don't know if she's trying to mow the lawn in the middle of the night or what.
She can't. I have a lawnmower. We mow her lawn. But it doesn't matter. My husband will go down right now. But thank you so much for calling. Who's calling?
Oh, my name's Marnie. We live over on the other side.
Your mother's out on the lawn in a nightgown. Okay? Thank you again for calling.
Yeah, you'll be here soon, right?
My husband's going right this second now.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, all right, bye.
Hello?
Hey, Joseph?
Yes?
Hey, this is Mark. I live across the street from Ethel.
Mm-hmm.
Have you checked on her?
Yes.
Okay, because she's outside again.
She's not outside. I've been down there.
No, she's been in and out all night. Something's going on with her. I'm calling the cops. She's over here. She's like trying to open up my car.
I'm tracing your number, so.
All right. Well, I live a couple doors down. You can come on and talk to me. I live right across the street. Will you just keep your crazy old mother off my property? That's all I'm asking. Okay. Otherwise, I'm going to be calling the cops.
What?
Hey, please, put your grandma on a leash for the sake of everyone in the neighborhood, okay? She's just going crazy.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, what is going on?
Ethel is going crazy again.
I know.
Yeah. What do you mean she's going crazy?
Will you keep your grandmother off of my property, please, okay? She's over here fiddling with my car. She's trying to open up my car. Keep your grandma off my property, okay?
Well, then why don't you call the cops then?
I would love to. You know what? I'm going to call up.
Where do you
live? Right now, I don't give a shit if your grandma spends the rest of her life in jail for this, okay?
Where do you live?
I live across the street from Ethel, and I'm tired of her fucking with my shit. That's a fantastic idea. I'll take it up with the cops, bitch.